Good afternoon, listeners. Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au. The show is called Corner Country, and it's now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula there in Tasmania, and also 87.6 24/7. Backwater Country is the name of the station, and they are located in Harrington on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. I'm coming to you live today from Thargomindah, from the Thargomindah Sports Ground, as a matter of fact. We were here for the last few days to cover what's going to be on our next program, which is Raymond Oz, the Thargomindah Shearers Shindig. Okay, so if you want to find out what goes on to the Shearers Shindig, check that one out straight after the Corner Country. I'm going to kick the show off in a moment. This first song is made famous here by Adam Kilpatrick from his Big Man album. Now, Adam was the MC out here. He's been covering this particular event, the Shearers Shindig, for about the last 5 years, and he's a very talented individual, a great MC, and a fabulous singer-songwriter. So I'm going to play you a song. It's a bit of a favourite of mine from his Big Man album. It's a song called Dreamer. Anything you want to hear, message me on Facebook, All Aussie Radio on Facebook.
Have you ever woke up in the morning, made your plans for the day? Have you ever done all you said you'd do and finish it in every way? Have you ever gone out and partied and danced away the night? Have you ever looked in the mirror and thought, yeah, you've had a bloody good life? You're a dreamer. It's time to fly. Yeah, a dreamer. Take the ride. Have you ever gone out fishing and polished off a dozen cans? Have you ever gone to work on Monday and really couldn't give a damn? Have you ever had dreams of staying home and playing all day with the kids? Have you ever gone down to the pub and talked about the things they did? You're a dreamer. It's time to fly. Yeah, a dreamer. You could walk away and drown in your sorrows, or live for today, make a new tomorrow. Have you ever had a couple of mates around and given them a little cheek? Have you ever gone walking on the beach and covered your feet with sand? Have you ever done something you really loved and you swear you're gonna do it again? You're a dreamer. It's time to fly. Yeah, a dreamer.
There we go, folks. That is Adam Kilpatrick's Dreamer from the Big Man album. First song for the afternoon here on allaussieradio.com.au. It's now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country. And we are coming to you live from Thargomindah Sports Ground, having spent the last few days up here for the Shearers Shindig. I'm going to play you one more song by Adam. He's a sensational singer, as I said. He was the MC here and also the MC out at Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla Station at Yulo, and we were out there last week, And for any of our country supporters, that show, Music in the Mulga, will be relocated here to Thargaminda next year. So it's going to be a sensational 10-day event, Music in the Mulga, and a lot of good stuff going on in between that one finishing and the Shira Shindig starting. So they're going to have buskers in the streets and market stalls and everything. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to play you one more song by Adam, and then I've got a request. And this one's going out to Deb. She's from Ballarat, currently up here at Thargaminda. So let's get the Adam Kilpatrick one on first. It's the number called Pink Flamingos. Adam Kilpatrick.
Sometimes I'm a little too wild, I'm on the darker side of life. A few drinks to get things started, and I have that finish line inside. Just living day by day seems to get me past that line. I guess that I'm okay, I guess I'm doing fine. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates, down at the local place, where time flies by. A few more drinks and I happen to see that the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past the window and I'm chasing pink flamingos. I've been known to do some crazy stuff, well that's alright. A couple of beers and a couple of mates, and I have that finish line inside. Every now and then I see the writing on the wall. Who knows if I'll sink or swim, but I'm ready for the fall. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates, down at the local place, where time flies by. That the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past that window and I'm chasing pink flamingos. Every now and then I see the writing on the wall. Single swim, but I'm ready for the fall. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates, down at the local place, where time flies by. A few more drinks and I happen to see that the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past the window and I'm chasing pink flamingos. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates, down at the local place, where time flies by. And I happen to see that the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past the window and I'm chasing pink flamingos. Chasing pink flamingos. Chasing pink flamingos. Chasing pink flamingos. I'm chasing pink flamingos.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Adam Kilpatrick's Chasing Pink Flamingos. I'm going to send out my first request now, okay? Now, this one's for Deb, and Deb's from Ballarat, but she's actually here in Thargaminda. And she's currently staying at the Explorers Caravan Park at Thargaminda, okay? And we caught up with her, and she asked me for a track by Casey Barnes. And the number she's asked me for is a song called Summer Nights. Thanks for connecting, Deb.
Yeah. Oh man, another long day. About to get paid, put the boots in the back. That's right, taking all the back roads on the way home. I'll be there in a flash. Gonna grab some whiskey, drink it straight, don't mix it. Cause when the sun goes down, we play, and I can't wait. These summer nights, no doubt.
about it. And we about to have one hell of a party. Man, the good times just getting started now. Beers on ice and your favorite song. We'll light up the fire and sing along. I can't wait for the weekend to come around. A few friends, a couple cold tins, you bet them all in. I don't care, you wanna let loose, don't matter you choose, we about to begin. Meet you there on Friday, we can do things our way. Cause when the sun goes down, we play, and I can't wait. These summer nights, no doubt about it. We about to have one hell of a party. Man, the good times just getting started now. Song, we'll light up the fire and sing along. I can't wait for the weekend to come around. So bring on those summer nights. Oh yeah. Bring on those summer nights. Summer nights. Yeah. Fair feet, fireflies, grateful in the evening sky. Don't get no better than tonight. Summer nights, no doubt about it. We about to have one hell of a party. Man, a good time, just getting started now. Beers on us and your favorite song. We'll light up the fire and sing along. I can't wait for the weekend to come around. So bring on those summer nights. Bring on those summer nights.
There we go, folks. Casey Barnes, Summer Nights, going out to Deb, and she's staying at the Explorers Caravan Park, Thargomindah. Now, that's a council caravan park, very, very reasonably priced, okay, and got good facilities. So if you're in Thargomindah, why not check that one out, okay, and say g'day to Dogger for us, okay? He's the chap that runs that one. I'm going to do another one by Casey. Now, Casey Barnes, okay, he's an Australian, of course. He was born in Tasmania, and he's a country rock singer and songwriter. Now, he's best known as a contestant on the seventh season of Australian Idol back in 2009. And Barnes won the ARIA Award for Best Country Album in 2022. And he's played along some sensational artists like Bryan Adams, Diesel, Mariah Carey, and the list goes on. So let's do a double shot of him, okay? It's a number called Never Give Up on a Good Time. Casey Barnes, folks.
If you're into looking for a good time all the time, got a party compass pointing straight to the top. Far above your cues, we'll know where they go. I don't know. All I know, we're going where the party don't stop. Close your eyes, it ain't that hard to find. Yeah. Where the neon buzz makes all the stars align. Yeah. Oh yeah, if you're feeling alright, got a party in your cup, raise it up to the sky, sing it. Oh yeah, can you feel it tonight? When you're up this high, you never give up on a good time. Oh, oh yeah, you never give up on a good time. Oh, oh yeah, you never give up on a good time.
Whiskey on the rocks, line them up, taking shots. Yeah, we shooting doubles, putting troubles on ice. Hey, whatever floats your boat, guess you're there, take a toke wherever you're going. I'm along.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. What do you think of that one? Never give up on a good time. And that, of course, is Casey Barnes. All righty, there you go. Now, also, I've got to let you know, we are sort of leaving here and heading to Crow's Nest. Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, 10th to 16th June. Okay, now this is going to be a sensational event as well. If you're into your country music, folks, and you're traveling around, this is one to be missed, not to be missed. We've got some sensational people out there, okay? Steve Sparrow, Locke Mackay, Jed and Trudy Hintz. We've got Alice Benfer, Kiara Rodriguez. Look, the list goes on. So as I said, we are going to be out there. We're sort of promoting that event now. And it's a few weeks away, 10th to 16th of June. I'm going to play you a track now by a favourite of mine. And this one goes out to Lynn. She loves this song by Becky Cole. And then we're going to play you one from one of the artists that's going to be appearing at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. The song she's requested is a number called Lazy Bones.
Too soon to have the 7-year itch, but he's getting cranky, and I'm just a bit unsure. I'll tell you what I mean. You see, when we first met, I thought, well, this is it, but it turns out my head was just full of shining stars. Things just ain't what they seem.
My cards are played.
Oh,
I
There we go, folks. Becky Cole's Lazy Bones. Okay, as I said, we are promoting the 2024 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, all right? So if you're in that area, and that is between Monday the 10th to Sunday the 16th of June, do yourself a favour because there's some sensational artists out there. And there's going to be a lot going on. If you're a walk-up artist, if you're interested in getting up there and having a crack, walk-up artists are from Monday, which is the 10th. So from Monday to Friday, the 9th. If you're a walk-up artist, you can do that. Now, on Wednesday night, dinner and entertainment at the Grand Hotel or the Grand Old Crow Hotel. Now, there's limited numbers for this one. This is the Wednesday night dinner and entertainment at the Grand Old Crow Hotel. So that's limited, so you better check that one out. Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., a walk-up poet's breakfast. Thursday night, meet and greet barbecue, 5:30 p.m. canteen area. And Friday night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., you got a happy hour with some invited artists. So there's a lot more going to go on out there. I'll give you a bit more of information straight after this track. Now, this is Kiara Rodriguez, and she's one of the artists that will be appearing at this 2024 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. I'm going to play a track by her. It's a number called Pretty Baby Blues. Kiara Rodriguez. Sensational. Yeah, Pretty Baby Blues, Kiara Rodriguez, and she's one of the artists that will be appearing at the 2024 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival from the 10th through until the 16th of June. Going to play you another song by another artist that's going to be appearing out there, folks, Elise Benfar, and she's got some great songs, all right? I'm going to play this particular one for her. It's a favourite of mine. It's a number called Old Felt Hat.
Just a note felt hat from a drover, a bushman, a ringer, who knows? Just a note felt hat nailed to a tree out there where the lonely wind blows. And the hat on the tree tells the story. Rough times in the bush, life was hard, mustering cattle for market, willing and filling the yards, wheeling the head of the leader, off fanning the flames for a brew, shading the head of a swearer, and young, the old hat knows a few. It's easy to think it could ride high again if given the chance to be free. Is retired now. It has seen the best of its ways, though it serves to remind this old bushman of wilder, much happier days. Wheeling the head of the leader, or fanning the flames for a brew, shading the head of a square.
Folks, old felt hat. That is Alice Benfer from her Voices from the Bush album, and she is going to be one of the artists that will be appearing at the 2024 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. So do yourself a favour, if you love Australian country music, get out to this one, okay? It is from Monday the 10th through until Sunday the 16th of June. I've got to play a request now. This one is going out to Grant, and Grant's from Maryborough in Queensland, and he's currently out here at Thargaminda. He asked me to play him a track by Lance Friend, and the song he's asked me for is a number called Windscreen View. Thanks for connecting, Grant. If you've just joined us, my name is Phil C. This is Corner Country.
Living in the city ain't my style, but a job came knocking, had to stay for a while. Choking on the smoke kinda got me down. Rather choke on dust in an outback town. I got that feeling, had it before. Little runaway voice that I can't ignore. Said head to Queensland, I've been here too long. So I grabbed my car keys and I was gone. Now I'm heading to the far north. Sky. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm going there. just Dodger Swagman's ghost. I swear he waved to me, but it was only a post. Won't see the ocean for a day or two. Just a fast-passing glory through a windscreen view. Now I'm heading to the far north. I'm on the road again, dodging kangaroo at 110. The beauty of Australia is flashing up past. I see the glory through the glass. Well, I see the glory through the glass, flashing on by. Dreamtime sunset, Alice Springs sky.
There we go, folks. That is Windscreen View. And that is going out to Grant. Now, Grant's from Maryborough in Queensland. But as I said, he's here at the Thargaminda. He was also at the caravan park out there, okay? The Explorers Caravan Park. We're continuing on now with the music with the Madness. And I've got to play a track by another artist that's going to be appearing at the 2024 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. Now, this is Jed and Trudy Hintz, okay? Now, they're no strangers to the country music circuit. In fact, they do one out here at Thargaminda, and it's called Channel Country. So these guys get around. I first met them at Nanango, at the Country Music Muster out there last year at Nanango, and then I caught up with them again this year at Bingara, and they are fabulous together on stage, okay? They go by the name of the Hillbilly and the Hobbit. Jed looks a bit like Jed Clampett, and his lovely other wife, well, yeah, she gets nicknamed the Hobbit. So anyway, we're going to play you a song from that album, The Hillbilly and the Hobbit, and the number is called By a Light of Gidgee Coles.
By a glowing shadow. Since my early days have droven, the years have taken a toll, but I somehow miss my swag rep by a fire of peachy coals.
When I wake from sleep each morning and I ring the bedside bell, the maid brings in my breakfast and she fills my pipe as well. There are cakes and sweetened coffee on a tray of sparkling gold, but I miss black tea and amber by fire of Geechee Coast. Fancy glasses as those waiters go their rounds, but I'd rather share a bottle with those droving mates of old in a pair of dusty moleskins by a fire of Geechee Coast. In a pair of dusty moleskins by a fire of Geechee Coast.
Oh, what do you think of that, folks? That is Jed and Trudy Hintz. The Hillbilly and the Hobbit is the name of the album. By the light, or by the fire of the Geechee Coals. And they are an act that's going to be appearing out there at the 2024 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. I'm going to do a double shot by these guys because I really like them. I think they're sensational. Everybody knows them that goes around to these various different festivals, these country music gigs. So let's play another one. We'll do a double shot. It's called Granddad's Memories.
Said, "Granddad, tell me a story, please, about those pioneering days gone by when it was wild and free. Tell me, Granddad, was it tough just like they always say? Oh, tell me, Granddad, how it was back in your younger day." The old man rubbed his bristly chin and sat him on his knee. Thought about a time gone by way back in history. A time when early settlers blazed a trail through snow and sand. A time of endless hardships opening up this big wide land. They came by horse and sulky wagonettes and bullock teams. With crosscut saws and axes, they crossed the mountain streams. Built humvees from bush timber, lived in tents of calico. Their only public transport was the likes of Cobb and Co. There was no running water, no taps of hot and cold. You'd have to fetch it from a well to drink or wash your clothes. No four-wheel drive motor cars to get you through the bogs. No concrete asphalt highways, just a cord road made of logs. There were no welfare payments, you'd have to earn your keep. They built this country from their sweat with blood and flies and heat. For droughts and floods and loneliness, dust storms and raging fires. But kept their sense of humor with their close-knit family ties. The old man's eyes grew misty as he recalled those days of a wife who worked beside him till she was called away. And he knew that this boy's life would be just as hard as he. From just coping with the changes this old man would never see. The little boy looked up into the eyes of that old hardened face, squeezed his hand, and for a while his world was not a race. Tried to understand a life that he had never known, yet thankful for the courage that this old bushman had shown. Yes, thankful for the fortitude that this old bushman had shown.
Oh, there you go, folks. That is Jed and Trudy Hintz, the Hillbilly and the Hobbit, Granddad's Memories. We've got about 15 minutes to go before I hang up the headphones. I do hope you're enjoying the music we've been playing for you. There's been a selection of requests, as well as some music by artists that will be appearing at the 2024 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, which will be on at the 10th, from the 10th to the 16th. Of June, okay? And if you're a walk-up artist, they got walk-ups from Monday to Friday, and as I said, Wednesday night, dinner and entertainment at the Grand Old Crow Hotel. Now, that's limited. So if you do want to go to that one, you better make sure you get your tickets organised for that one. Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. is the walk-up poets breakfast. So walk-up poets, okay? Thursday night, meet and greet barbecue, 5:30 p.m. canteen area there. And Friday night from 6 till 7, happy hour, show with some invited artists. I'm going to play you another one by Alice Benford. And the song we've selected for you is a number called Widgie Widgie Station.
Mountains of green and gold cradle this land of old, far from the settler's hand. When the Kaibara people roam their island home, for thousands of years on nature's terms, taking only what they need from earth and sky and sea in the natural world. Up on Widgie Widgie Station, you grew up sons and daughters of this great nation. Kaibara and Kabi Kabi, you fought back, there's no denying that. When the first brought your greatest fears, you challenged for the rights you'd always known. Living side by side, two cultures collide, true history begins to unfold. Your sacrifice to show the loving debt you owe to this land of gold. Built on this foundation, Kaibara and Kabi
to understand. Kaya Bar and Kabi Kabi still fighting for their rights. Kaya Bar and Kabi Kabi still fighting for their right to walk this land. Now on Ouija Ouija Station, Australia's future built on this foundation. Kaya Bar and Kabi Kabi, after all that you're still fighting back. Kaya Bar and Kabi Kabi, after all that you're still fighting back.
There we go, folks. That is Alice Benfer, Ouija Ouija Station. We've got about 10 minutes to go before I hang up the headphones. I've got to play a request now. This one's going out to Karen in Penrith. She does love her Aussie country music. And she's asked me for a track by Kerry Kennedy. He's got a brand new album out at the moment called Copper Coin, but this one she really, really likes. It's a number called Big Rig. And it was written for a fellow, a truck driver, because Kerry Kennedy supports the Lights on the Hill at Gatton each and every year, along with Pete Smokey Dawson. And this particular track, Big Rig, was written by a driver who lost his life doing his job, basically, you know, bringing things to Australians on the road with his truck, and now he's left his wife and children behind. So you have to listen to the lyrics of this particular song. Very moving song, listeners. Thank you so much, Karen, for connecting.
He drives the big rings. She keeps the home fires burning. Inside the yearning keeps both their love alive. One day children and a yard and swings for playing. Maybe one day keeps both their love alive. And every day sing much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough. It's over a month now, but he's gotta take this low. It's just on up the road. I'll be back home in a day. Her forehead as the tears roll down her face onto the lace of the dress she bought today. And every day much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph
People, that's going out to Karen at Penrith, Big Rig, Kerry Kennedy. Now, as I did mention before we played the song, he's got a brand new album out and it's called Copper Coin. And I strongly suggest you buy it because $5 from the sale of that CD is going to help some very, very needy people indeed. I've got time to play one more track, and this one is going out to Naomi. Now, Naomi is the licensee from the Blue River Hotel here in Thargaminda. She's asked me for a track by a Queensland boy, Jacob Vincent. The song is called What Would I Say?
As a city before dawn, another Anzac Day, I can't help but wonder, what would I say to a digger who gave his life so I could live free? And what I would have done if that digger was me? I'd be sitting with me mates, transported full of troops. No idea what's coming, trembling in me boots, thinking of my family and all my friends back home. Will I ever see them again? Will I die here all alone? Not old enough to vote, but I'm old enough to kill. To die for king and country, not too young for blood to spill. Send halfway around the world to protect our way of life. Will I have a future? Will I ever take a wife? I've put my trust in people I'll never know or meet. The Pollies and the generals control the fate that waits for me. We're headed for Gallipoli, diggers each and every one. Don't have a choice, it's a job that must be done. I look around and see the same glaze in every eye. Bravery mixed with fear, it's the waiting that we despise. Cause once we hit that beach, we're stepping into hell. And what lies ahead, only time to tell. Not old enough to vote, but I'm old enough to kill. To die for king and country, not too young for blood to spill. Send halfway around the world to protect our way of life. Will I have a future? Will I ever take a wife? If I was in those diggers' boots, in that time and in their place, there's courage in my heart, same look upon my face. Well, I'd storm that beach at dawn over a century ago, fall at Arapuna, old age I'll never know. Oh, I say to that digger and his mates who died so rather freely in this southern land so great? Well, I'd speak to him in actions, the things I say and do. Respect others, live in peace, the only true thank you. Not old enough to vote, but I'm old enough to kill. Die for king and country, not too young for blood to spill. Send halfway around the world to protect our way of life. Will I have a future? Will I ever take a wife? Well, he died for our future, and he never took a wife.
There you go, folks. What a fantastic song. What would I say? Jacob Vincent. Folks, it's time for me to hang up the headphones now. The horse is already in the stable. The headphones are just about to come off, and I'm going to kick back with a beer and a Jack on the porch. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you somewhere around Corner Country.